Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
My main man, Father Time. Time, what's happening, dude?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling. Look at stuff. What's good, sweetheart? It's nothing.
Hey, man, how you doing? I'm sorry. I had it on mute. I didn't know.
So good.
Hello. Oh, okay.
Oh, huh? Hey, what's happening?
Hello.
Thank you.
What's going on?
You doing good?
Hmm. All right. Man, I gotta tell you, man. It's been a long, cold-ass week, dog. Long, cold-ass week.
I heard they had Adnami cold down there.
Oh, man.
I didn't hear they shut down the highway.
Well,
it's
it was bad, man. It's been, January been a bad month, man. January's been a real bad month.
Mm-hmm. Well, we Midwesterners, so we used to this kind of shit anyway. It'll be anyway.
Man, you would think so, but goddamn, man. Most of us still just be like, ugh.
You know what my thing is about this? When I was in high school, the motherfucking school never closed.
I ain't that it.
These motherfuckers get a whole week out because it's cold outside.
It's unreal today. And then they give them days off ahead of time. Oh, well, we're going to be closed for the next 2 days. What?
Right.
I was like, what the fuck? That motherfucker's horse man never closed. That bitch could be on fire. They'll just shut half the school down and send everybody to the other classes. That motherfucker can't come to school. I don't remember getting no fucking snow day. I ain't never heard of a snow day until I moved up here. What the hell is a snow day? That means ain't no school. Since when?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one. I'm like, God damn, motherfucker. Getting up, going to work, motherfucker, kids looking at you. Be safe out there.
All right. We ain't got school today. Y'all ain't going to school yesterday.
Right.
Like, damn, what's going on? Teacher conferences, whatever they call that bullshit, man. I think, man, we had like 5 or 6 days total that school was closed, man. And most of those was those teacher-parent conferences, all that kind of shit. These motherfuckers, man, they get 20, 30 days out the whole school year. No school. It's how I wake up. No, we ain't got food today. God damn.
Point where you like, my kids are getting dumber by the day. I'm going to need for y'all to please come here and let them come back to school.
Right. I'm just saying, that shit was unheard of when I went to school. They never let us out, ever. You had to skip and miss a day.
Or be bleeding from the head.
Yeah, the only time you miss school is when you got in a fight. They sent your ass home. That was it.
Hold on. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hi, people.
Hey.
Is this LaFonda?
Of course.
What's going on, Mr. Corner?
None much. Working my ass off as usual.
How's life treating you?
Last week it wouldn't treat me like nothing. I went to jail.
You was in jail?
For 3 days.
What'd you do?
For driving while suspended.
For what? Oh, driving while suspended? They locked you up for 3 days for that?
I was in Porter County.
You guys?
God damn, they was not bullshitting with you.
No, I got pulled over for no reason.
You got some warrants. They ain't hold you no time.
I have no warrants. I've never been to jail. I cried the whole 3 days. Then they put me in population, and I thought I was about to be somebody's bitch on cell block D.
Damn,
you can admit it.
Right.
Yeah, you know,
most
motherfuckers gonna be like, "Fuck that,
I ain't scared."
Oh, I didn't. What did you tell me? I ain't eat for 3 days. I didn't even go to the bathroom. I was like, "Fuck this! I'll wait till I go home."
Damn.
Yeah, it was that bad. Do you know they have no black cops in Porter County?
You wonder why they tell you stay your ass out of Porter County, huh?
I work in Porter County.
What city is Porter County?
Valparaiso and Portage.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, you fucking with the white folks. What you expect? Ain't no brothers out there.
I don't party with the white folks. I just work with them motherfuckers. They pay very well.
Well, that's why you ain't see no black folks.
All right, you better be very legit.
Oh, I am legit now. I have a letter from the court saying I can drive to and from work. If you don't turn that off, I'm going to punch you in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Get your shit out suspended. Then you ain't got to worry about no letters. Pay those tickets off, whatever you got.
I only got one ticket. And then I was the police officer was even more pissed off when he found out what the ticket was for.
I mean, look, they held it for 3 days?
Let's see.
They sent. Hold on. They sent my mama to LaPorte. Then they sent her to Michigan City Prison. Then they sent her to Chesterton before they finally said, "Oh, she's here." We didn't know that. Really?
You got lost in the system.
Bullshit. I get lost in the system. I was the only black person in the system. It's not that hard.
Oh, it ain't that hard to get that motherfucker paper.
You said what?
What day did you go on, a Friday?
No, I went on a Wednesday and got out on a Friday. That was the worst three days of my freaking life.
Okay, come on now. What was the ticket about? What did you do? In order to get this ticket to stay up
for 3 days. Do not get mad at me. Don't nobody yell because I didn't heard this all day. The ticket was a seatbelt fucking ticket, and I forgot to pay it.
So you was in jail 3 days for $25.
Exactly. I was pissed off, but that wasn't even the worst part about it. Do you know I got suspended at midnight Wednesday morning and literally got pulled over at 3 o'clock in the morning going to work?
So some big bitch named Brenda was about to take your ass off all over a seatbelt.
You know, good joke. I paid the ticket. That's not the problem, though. Now my problem is the racism because literally he couldn't find, the judge asked him, what did you pull her over for? And he was like, well, initially I thought she was drunk, and when I found out she wasn't drunk, he was like, so what was the charge? He was like, what did you pull her over for? Because you didn't. I said he did not run my plate. He did not run my plate or nothing. He just pulled me over. And then he finally said, oh, she changed lanes without using a signal. I said, how am I going to change lanes? And I was in the last lane.
That's the police button. They do that. You're lucky they didn't shoot you.
Huh?
You're lucky they didn't shoot you.
He saw a young black woman with a nice car in a white neighborhood.
Once again, you're lucky he didn't shoot you.
Okay. That's not the worst part about my experience, though. To be called the N-word 7 times while you're in police custody is horrible. But to go pick up your car and the person who impounded your car tell you he don't touch black people's hands, oh, he don't touch black people's hands? Let me help you out. Rub that money all over my body and say, here you go.
Damn, they literally told you they don't touch black people?
He said he don't touch black people's hands. But every black person takes their fucking car out there to go get it fixed. Like it's some of y'all dumb as hell.
Well, what's the name of this place?
Custom Fits. It's on 6, on Route 6, going toward, if you could take that Ridge Road. I don't think nobody really fuck with Ridge Road, but you could take Ridge Road straight out.
Damn, that's fucked up, baby. I'm sorry you had to experience something like that.
Oh, it'll never happen again. I told him I'll take the fucking expressway. Okay, this is what you got to understand about Valparaiso. Valparaiso has no lights on the expressway. They have no guardrails up. So if you do a spin out, you can spin out off the expressway and go into a, like, overpass. So if you go into an overpass, you more than likely either dead or you didn't badly injure yourself.
I've been to Valparaiso numerous amount of times. I know, I understand what you're saying, but hell, I bet you take your ass on that highway now, won't you?
Hell yeah, I'll be driving 10 miles per hour until I get around them curves.
Well, there you go. Well, just think about it. Now you got something you can tell your kids when you get old or your grandkids. How the man tried to keep you down.
I would never tell them about this experience.
Hey, I'll tell y'all about my ticket experience. I got a ticket once for having my license plate in the window.
No,
y'all,
you
get
a ticket for that?
The back window. I got a ticket for that shit. That son of a bitch gave me a ticket for that shit. So I had to go to court. So I went down to the court, and you know, the motherfuckers wouldn't let me in because I had on shorts. And then I turned around and got a warrant. Can you say I didn't go to court? True story. That motherfucker would not let me in because I had on shorts. Straight up. True story. And then years later, I moved here. And, you know, my license was suspended and shit, revoked and all that bullshit. So I went back to Gary to get my shit together, you know, because I wanted to get my license back. So I goes back to Gary. My daughter's birthday, I figured, well, I'm down here, I might as well go ahead and pay this ticket off and get these warrants off me. So I go back down there, and these motherfuckers told me that I can't get in. They only do people from out of town on Thursdays and Fridays. No lie, this was the money. That motherfucker told me that they only see people from out of town on Thursdays and Fridays. I'm like, dude, I just drove 8 hours, man, to take care of this. Y'all can't get me in? That motherfucker told me, come here Thursday or Friday and don't get in no trouble. I was like, for real? Straight up? Move, idiot. I jumped right back on the highway, came right on back to Minnesota. And still drove without a license. That shit pissed me off. Thursdays and Fridays. That motherfucker told me, come back on Thursday or Friday and don't get in no trouble. Because you got warrants. I know that. That's why I'm here. I'm here to take care of all that. He would not let me in. The motherfuckers would not let me in. I just said, fuck it. I paid the tickets, but I don't know if I still got those warrants there.
So I still got good news. Came out with a freshman class list, 3,000 hits in like a week.
Okay, before we even do that, we got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
It ain't nobody but me, Wick, man. What it do? What it do?
Nah, what's happening, dude?
Shit, chilling. What's good, Father Time? What good, Cass?
What's up, man?
Chilling, brother. I just heard this long-ass story about a damn ticket.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard the end of it, that was about 35 minutes real fast.
Right. That was like the long story.
I don't give a fuck.
That was a story with no moral.
No,
didn't have a moral. The moral was...
The moral of the story, he ain't never going back to Gary. We already knew that.
I ain't going to say that, but I'm saying the moral of the story is, fuck it. You try to do right, you go ahead, you do right, and motherfuckers step on you anyway. Motherfuckers fuck with you anyway.
Well, you've been knowing that for years. If you didn't,
yeah,
you've been sleeping.
When you do right, you're trying to do right. There's always some shit.
Okay.
And
the only time you... I got a public announcement for you on that one. And the only time, as men, we think of that is when we thought we get hit with that. Other than that, it don't exist. You done been through that before. It ain't the first time even they treated you like that. And it ain't going to be the last time.
Well,
so stop
not.
Crying.
All right, but check this out. I got something for y'all. I got a two-part story here. I got a question for the lady. I got a question for the man.
Let me go roll up a blunt for this one.
Well, go ahead. Do what you got to do. All right, this first one is for the ladies. All right, check this out, ladies. I was on Facebook the other day. I was going through some old messages, you know, real, real old, right? And I came across this girl that I used to date, right? So what it happened was...
Just for clarification, you're married, right?
This was before I was married. This was years
ago. Why did you have messages in your Facebook that said old?
I don't delete shit. I save all that shit.
Oh, so you archived it. Are you bored?
Right.
Do you not have a love life?
I just go through and check all the ass messages sometimes. I don't have shit to do. I just go there and fuck around.
I'm going to need you to find something else to do. All
right. But this is the thing. I wasn't really, we were in a relationship. I wasn't really liking her like that. So I wanted to break up with her. But I didn't want to break up and you know, hurt her or nothing like that. So my excuse to break up with her was she lived with her mother, right? She's a grown woman. She lived with her mom. So I told her that, you know, you always come and spend the night at my crib, but I can't never come and spend the night at your crib. You know, I'm tired of that. I need a woman, you know, that's, what's the word that I use? I can't remember the exact word I use. But anyway, I told her I needed a woman that had her own crib and all that good stuff, right? So I broke up with her. Now, ladies, let me ask y'all a question. Was I wrong for that? I didn't really like her. I just didn't want to hurt her feelings. So I just made up a bullshit-ass excuse to break up with her. Anybody think I was wrong for that? No? Okay. All right.
No.
Now, this one is for y'all, dog. This is for the fellas. The same girl. She called me
up
2 months later.
Hold on, man. Did any of the ladies ask the question?
No, they didn't.
I did. I said no. I don't think he was wrong for that.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Stone. I heard nothing from Janine on the phone.
You said what?
I didn't hear nothing for y'all. Was I wrong for breaking up with her and trying not to hurt her feelings?
I mean, you went wrong. If you weren't feeling her, you would rather tell somebody the truth than live a lie and then y'all unhappy.
Exactly. That was my whole point. Now, this one is for the fellas. Same female. Same chick. She called me up 2 months later. She said, I need to talk to you. So, you know, the first thing I'm thinking.
Pregnant.
She pregnant.
I hope she ain't pregnant. That's the first thing I'm thinking. I hope she ain't pregnant. So she came by the crib, right? This is fucked up, man. She came by the crib, and she was telling me that, you know, we sit down talking, and she said she wanted to get closure. So I'm like, okay. So she asked, you know, she wanted to speak. She wanted to speak with me one more time. So I'm like, all right, cool.
That's not closure.
You know, that's what she said.
That's not closure.
So like,
that sounds like somebody horny who didn't want to go find nobody else to sleep with because she already slept with you.
No. She had a moral to the story. She had a ulterior motive. So we doing our thing, right? We doing our thing, dog. So she tells me that, you know, turn over. I want to ride you. So I'm like, all right, cool. Right? So she rides me, right? And she's talking to me.
Hold on. She said turn over.
Hey, that's more than 40 pumps. Hey, that's more than 40 pumps.
Hold on. What kind of position y'all in when she said turn over, I want to ride you?
I'm hitting her from the back. So she said turn over, get on your back so I can ride her.
Okay.
So Trip Pump said she said turn over, right?
She said turn over and get on your back. I want to ride you. Just listen.
Okay,
man.
Go ahead. Finish.
Okay, so she doing her thing, right? And she talking to me at the same time, asking me questions. You know, you like it, you feel good, all that kind of shit, right? I'm sitting back enjoying the moment, and then she pinched me. Dude, she literally grabbed skin on my chest, pulled it, and twisted it at the same time. Opened my eyes and looked at her like, that's my reaction. I opened my eyes. I looked at her like, what the fuck is she doing? And she looked at me squinting eyes and said, fuck you. I'm laying there. I'm like, what? And then she gets up. In the middle. We in the middle. She gets up. Start cussing me out, right? Calling me all kind of punk bitches. I ain't shit. Fuck me. All that shit. She put on her clothes. And then her last words was, now go jack off. And walked out the door.
Just that sound like some shit I would do. That sound like some shit that I would do.
And you said you didn't have no problem with that.
What you, huh?
Nothing.
Yeah, that sound like some shit I would do.
So now my question is, how do you react to that if you a dude?
I would have told her I have no problem with that. See you, bitch.
Right. I mean,
in the middle.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah,
know.
I got done like
you.
That before. I mean, shit.
But
I guess they call themselves beating you back. But okay, all right, bitch.
I done already fucked you though. I done already fucked you. It ain't nothing new.
Man, she told me to go jack off. And look.
I'd have kicked that bitch right in the ass when she was going out the door. Beat it.
I thought that was him.
Oh, yeah, back then. Yeah, back in them days. Yeah.
I thought that was dirty as fuck.
But Father Time always been a gentleman, though.
But, I mean, yeah, she meant it to be dirty. She meant it to be fucked up. But, I mean, I guess, yeah, you got left with a hard dick. I mean...
She told me to go jack off. Now go jack off.
Go jack off.
Damn.
I probably would have died last
year.
Well, I would have laughed, dog. Hmm? I mean, because, like I said, it happened to me. It happened to me before, and she said she's like,
I've actually done somebody like that, so.
She was like, I'm about to come. She came, she's like, oh, now get up. And I looked at her, she said, get up. I got up, I looked at her, she said, that's what I was trying to ignore me. I said, oh, okay. I walked on, put my shit on, walked out the door.
See, it ain't never happened to me. I don't know how I react. I'll probably walk away for a minute, jack off, and then go shoot in her face.
I don't know. You think she gonna sit there and let you just jack off and shoot in her face?
Why are you walking away? Like you going to put your clothes on?
Okay, now come on. I'm just grabbing your dick, just jacking it off, like
hypothetically. I ain't saying it can happen, but that's what I said. I wish I'd do to the bitch, but I know I couldn't.
It could happen.
Cause that's kind of dirty. That's like getting having sex with a chick and getting her right when she's about to bust a nut. Especially if they ain't used to getting busting nuts and then stop. How you think she's gonna feel it? She gonna try to scratch you or ready to fight? Fuck around, call your baby mama or some shit.
Hey man, I tell y'all what y'all been dealing with.
Because literally, that sound like some. Crazy,
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all a funny story.
another story.
Yeah, another story, man. I got plenty of them, dog. I got plenty of them.
Who you get those?
Okay, how y'all interrupt my freshman class list, though?
Yeah, how you interrupt that?
Your what? Freshman class.
Second year in a row, freshman class list. The hottest 36 artists from Indiana and Illinois. Really?
Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Get it out.
Well, the first two are from Chicago, which are Sinatra's. Anytime you can hop on stage and do a remix off the top of your head to any song, you a cold artist. Chapi, he cold because he's just natural with it. Of course, Mello, the Gutter Man. I'm going to always support him. Beats, I think he has called the show before. D-Ron, Book Bag Gang is from Chicago. Then Indiana artist. D-Ron is from Indiana, too. You got Woodstock Boys, 69. They cold. They mixtape is
very. What about
nigga
Hit Fat? That's
okay,
all I care
about. Had to, hold on. First of all, you had to have came out with music this year and last year. Hits ain't came out with no music.
Oh, that's kind of messed up. My nigga Hits
no, it's not
there.
Because he was on the list last year. What are you talking about?
should be on that this year, just on GT.
Okay, first of all, Freddie Gibbs ain't even on this list. I feel like this. If you already got national exposure, I need not to put you on this list because this is for up-and-coming artists.
Okay, let me ask you something. Before you finish your list, did we ever make your list?
Okay, first of all, I didn't do radios. I did artists. Y'all are not artists. Now, I did do an article on y'all, but y'all never came on the blog. And I ain't had time to call because I'm always, always working.
What's the name of the blog?
Good Corner Music.
Good Corner Music.
Good Corner Music.
What's the address? GoodCornerMusic.com?
No, it's www.goodcornermusic.blogspot.com.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go check it out.
Well, now, I did do the interview, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't. Every time I hit up Father Tan, it was something. I think he was in the middle of getting married when I hit him up.
Oh, so let's just get it out there. Father Tan, the one holding up our article, right?
No, your article is up. It just got your interview. That's it.
Oh, it just don't have Father Tan.
It don't have nothing for Father Tan. It just got your interview.
You can work with that cast.
I can live with that.
Okay, I'm on my interview too. You said goodcornermusic.blogspot.com?
Yeah.
It says blog now found.
I don't see how. Type in Good Corner Music. Just type in Good Corner Music. It'll pop up. But how is you selling? How is you selling corner and how is you selling music? Because I'm selling mine normally. I sell music with a Q and corner with a K.
Yeah, you got to tell them the ghetto way because you know it's proper.
That damn right. I spell that shit the way the
he's proper. You got to understand he's proper. All of a sudden he's the dude from Minister Society sitting back on the goddamn cooler again.
No matter. My article up. I'm cool. My article's up.
I mean, I'm going to redo everything because I just came out with my new website, which is a .com now, with nothing else.
No, he can live with that.
All right, I can live with it. Don't worry about it.
Because you know you always try to update your website. And like I tell people, it's been very hard for me to try to update it because I didn't got so much going on. And then I'm doing interviews all over the place.
Like I said, my interview's up, so I'm good.
I mean, I try to put up an article every day from the blog, but I'm trying to also get an interview with Al Colion.
So you're always looking for new artists?
Yeah, I'm always looking for somebody new to put on the blog. Like, I don't think people heard of Jay Royal, the Prince, but he called.
Yeah, I know two young, two new, up and coming new artists. All right,
man.
Hold on
for a second, dog. What month is Sin City Radio in?
It should be 35 articles. You got to go on one of them 35.
Right. What month are we?
It was last year. I don't know. It was in the article. The one that got the most articles is the one y'all in.
Oh, okay.
I can live with that, too.
I did 35, and that's pretty good for somebody who's doing a blog on their own with nobody's help. 35 articles in one year.
Okay, well, since it's obvious that this is the way, this is the direction tonight's show is going, I gotta ask you something. What's up with that?
Okay, this is basically what happened. He came at me and he was like, you want to get on? You want to see your blog go to new places? And I was like, I can see it going to new places, but I said, what are you trying to hint at? He said, I want you to do an article on me and Freddie Gibbs. And I said, what am I doing an article on you and Freddie Gibbs for? I said, you are not relevant and Freddie Gibbs is on his own shit. Well, that man always got my name in his mouth. I said, I have not, in his recent songs, I've not heard him say your name not one damn line. So we get into an argument, and he gets mad because, like I told him, I said, the only thing you know for is being a snitch and keeping Freddie Gibbs' name in your mouth. So that argument escalated to him calling me all types of names and putting up pictures talking about she ugly and all this other stuff. That's the only thing you call me. You can't call me no hoe. You can't call me a slut. You can't say I didn't slept with everybody because literally you can only call me ugly. Or he told me that my business ain't going to never go nowhere because I don't know how to open my mind up. I told him like this, before I do any article, I do my research. What the fuck I look like putting up an article about Freddie Gibbs and you and half of the shit you saying ain't even true, and then I get my ass sued.
I was asking because I remember you had sent me a message at one point in time saying that you had told him to come on the show or something.
Yeah, I told him, I said, if you got something to say, come on the show and bring it on the show instead of you saying, like, retarded stuff and don't know what you're talking about. I said, if you got something to say about me, don't sneak diss me on freaking Facebook. I said, literally come on Sin City and we can hash it out there. But evidently he didn't, and he didn't want to come. So, like I told him, you shouldn't say nothing else, and he ain't said nothing else.
Okay. I always wondered what did that go to. I remember you had sent me the message.
It had a lot to do with my freshman class list, too. That started, the first year I put out the freshman class list, it started a whole bunch of bullshit. Like, I had people coming at me all types of ways, being pissed off because they didn't make the list, or just saying, you know what, fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about, and you should make a list because you too biased. So I said, okay, fine. This year, I'm not going to even make the list. I had a DJ who has everybody music make the list. Literally, he plays everybody music from Yo Sean all the way to Woodstock Boys. So couldn't nobody say nothing.
Well, I mean, if it's your own, I mean, this is your thing, right? The good quarter music, right? That's your thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if your list is your list,
I took
then,
some issues, though.
You said what?
I mean, I took some issues. I said it. I feel like I said exactly what I put on Facebook. I put it in every group. I put it out there on the internet, everything. I said, if you feel like you should be on this freshman class list, get at me. Send me some music. Let me hear it. I literally had 10 submissions. 10 submissions. So I said, you know what, I'm going to put it in DJ's hands. He had 5,000 submissions in 2 days.
I mean, no, what I was saying is that if that's your thing, if that's your thing, Good Corner Music is your thing. I mean, regardless to what everybody think and what all the flack you caught from it, shit, fuck it. If these are people you chose. If you don't want to, you don't want to do that. I mean, if you didn't feel they deserve to be on the list, then fuck them. Because I'm going to tell you,
I just
like
said, only thing I said was, if you already in the industry, if you already think, because some dude emailed me and said, well, I feel like I should have been higher on the list. And he was like, I'll be partying with Jay-Z and be in the studio with Jay-Z. So it's you shouldn't have even made the list. It was literally you partying with Jay-Z. It's for underground, up-and-coming artists so their name can get out there so people can literally, oh, this is a freshman class. So let me check out some of these artists. Let me view some of their videos.
I mean, nothing like I'm saying, that's on you. I mean, because if a motherfucker called me right now and say, well, I think I should, if I don't want you on the show, then fuck you. You ain't got to come. You ain't, I mean, so don't let nobody, what I'm saying, the moral of the story is don't let nobody change what you're doing. If you feel like.
I understand what you're saying because I literally had Beyonce Tate. Old girl Beyonce Tate coming me the wrong way. I'm going to just say this. What rapper do you know take a sabbatical from rapping? Like, they just threw me talking about, I'm not rapping right now. I took a sabbatical. Girl, kill yourself.
I mean, that's like having writer's block. It happens.
Really?
Right. What's wrong with
taking a couple months off? It might take a little bit break.
It happens, though. Everybody's human. Just because you're rapping, anything can happen to make you just don't want to rap right now. You can just not feel it.
You do know what a sabbatical is, right?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Yeah, sabbatical.
You do know what a sabbatical
is. Yeah, take a time off to myself.
Okay, but I feel like this, you shouldn't even comment again. You shouldn't have had nothing
to
say because literally, you ain't, like I told old girl, I've never heard of you, and I listen to a lot of female rappers. And I do mean a lot of female rappers.
All right, well, you know what? Where do I send my information?
You said what?
Where do I send my information?
I'll put it in your inbox. You just got to answer the questions. I came out with new questions this year because, like I said, I'm a growing blog, so of course I want to learn different stuff about everybody, and that intrigue. And this is what people don't understand. I have white people who read my blog. I probably have more white readers than I have black readers. If people didn't know, that's the way you get on, because you never know who reads their blog. I have people from Malaysia, Europe, Africa, shit like that, reading my blog. That's why when I take the pictures of who reading the blog, oh, today I didn't have 21 people from Malaysia reading my blog. You can't
that's
get no better than that.
That's why you got to get me in here. I need to send me the information.
That's why I do that.
What can I send this music to for you? You can listen to it on Sin City. Maybe next week or the week after.
I need to go back on Sin City. I haven't been on in a while.
Yeah.
That way
you can go on Sin City and listen to the music. And get a proper
like I said, I try to listen to everybody. Like, I have people from Florida all the way to fucking Jamaica that I listen to. I got a variety of music.
Well, they gonna like it. And they gonna love Sin City.
Well, I need to go back on my promoting stuff anyway, because everyone's like, I don't see you promoting Sin City no more. You don't fuck with them. I said, that's not it. I haven't had the time.
Well.
Hey, I would like to say something. For anybody who asks you, this is what you tell them. You ready? You tell them, Sin City bitches, that's what you tell them.
And there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Hold on. We got another caller. Caller.
Hi, how's everybody doing? It's Peaches.
What's up, Peaches?
What's Hi, good, everybody.
Peaches? What's up, Joe?
Y'all. Look, I'm late, so sorry about that. So fill me in.
Oh, no. We're just trying to see why we didn't make this freshman's list, but she said they ain't doing radio personality, so.
It has nothing to do with radio personality, but y'all
right.
can also, like, put yourselves out there for the Midwest Rappers Ball, which has everything to do with radio, music, everything.
Well, now, we were nominated 1 year for that Midwest Ball, but I guess we didn't win because we never heard anything.
I voted right. for y'all. I just want to put that out there that I voted for y'all.
But if you don't put the link out there for people to vote, and that's why, like, even with the Respect the Artist Awards, when he did the Respect the Artist Awards, he literally put it out there for people to know. Like he said, he'll come up with better categories next year. But it was nice to see Chicago and Indiana come together and no violence, none whatsoever. Like, everybody had a ball.
Okay,
I'm
not upset about it, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm more power to Good Corner Music, more power to the people that's doing these award shows. I mean, you know, we'll get there one day.
Yeah, of course. Like, my dream is to take my business all the way to where I'm, like, going on BET, and literally I'm able to say, okay, I'm from Indiana, and I support Indiana and Illinois. These are the top rappers that I listen to right now. And be able to say their names on 106 The Park on MTV. Even go on the news and be like, this is who I listen to. This is who I support.
Right, now,
so how about y'all go check them out?
Now, hold on. LaFonda, before you do that, you do, though, I got to say, hey, you got a big jump start from Sin City, so don't you forget us now. Because you know, hey.
I've done plenty of interviews, and I've always said, I've done plenty of interviews from, like, Atlanta, like the little radio stations in Atlanta, all the way to the little radio stations in fucking Florida.
Well, we was the first one to hear about your man trouble, so you better not forget us.
You better tell him seeing city, bitches.
No. Right. Now, like I said, now, you know, we used to listen to, and I mean, we all can attest to that. You know, you had a lot of man trouble back in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
Hey,
we was your show in the crowd.
Right.
I did not forget about y'all.
Hello.
It's going to take me a while to build up, but I know, like, with the right investors, that this business is going to go far. Because it is not too many people trying to give a hand, trying to put out a helping hand to any underground artist.
Okay, well, now let me ask you something. Because we used to do the underground artist thing, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you the truth. Yeah, we kind of closed that door. I'm not going to say we closed the door, but, yeah, it's like we put that on the back burner because it was like, okay, only time we ever heard from you is when your music got played. So, I mean, you know, how do you keep them supporting each other? Because I'm going to be honest, I felt like shit. Only time they ever supported Sin City is when we played their music. I mean, other than that,
really,
I mean.
How I keep them supporting each other? I literally tell them, like, it's either you help each other. If you can't build somebody up, then you need not say nothing. Because a lot of people be like, some of these artists are garbage. To you, they garbage. To me, they not. I like certain music. Like, I ain't going to say I like all the artists, all their music. It be music that I don't like. But as long as they music, they good music outweighs they bad music, then we're good.
I'm just saying, I understand that, but it's like, okay, Gutter Man, he used to call the show, you know, so shouts out to him. But now you take somebody like, let me think, I can't even think of nobody right offhand.
I'm about to say, who knows, used to call the show too.
Who?
Who knows, used to call the show all the time.
Right.
I think I do music. I like his music.
Right. I mean, you know.
But I'm going to say this about who knows. A lot of stuff happened with him that just really, like, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Like, to go from seeing your kids every day to not seeing them at all, that affects your music. That affects you as a person.
Well, I don't know nothing about the man's personal life, so I'm going to leave it at that. But, no, I'm saying people like them, they used to call the show, and they wasn't just calling the show just because their music was on that. They were just genuinely calling the show to support the show. You know what I'm saying? I can relate to that. You know what I'm saying? But then you got,
certain people.
Yeah, it was certain people that if we weren't playing
really
their music,
put their name
shit, like that? You can, yeah, hell yeah, go ahead.
Don't really want to put their name out there, but it was certain Indiana artists, and let's be real, certain Indiana artists that if they wouldn't get their music played, they wouldn't call in, which I thought was kind of bogus, because if you don't call in and support a radio station, how do you expect them to continue to play your music? They need the views to play your music. If you ain't got nobody, if you ain't calling in, why would the people who listen to your music call in? You supposed to set the example. This is your music, not mine.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and me and Father Time felt the same way. That's why we was like, oh, well, because you motherfuckers don't want to call in. Only time y'all want to call in is when your music being played. Fuck y'all and your music.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just put this out there. Like I tell people, sucking your lunch, and I'm pretty much done. Like, when it comes to my blog, it's either you support it or you don't. I really don't give a fuck because I'm still going to have the views no matter what. Because literally, the hating motherfuckers is the ones who's viewing my blog anyway. So thank you for all the hate that y'all give me on a regular basis and all the shit y'all talk behind my back and y'all think I don't know.
Whatever the case is. I mean, can we set up something where Sin City can get another interview on for the new year? Maybe Father Time will cooperate this time.
We can definitely.
Hey, I'm off this whole entire week,
so.
And you know what? Just for the record, Father, I'm gonna put it out there. I'm finna snitch on him. I told him about it. He just didn't follow up in it. He was acting like a diva. He was acting like a diva in 2013. He was on.
You know what?
Really?
I'm not even gonna lie. Yeah, you told me about it. You did tell me about it. I just didn't follow through.
He was on his diva shit.
I'm gonna just put this out here because somebody kind of got pissed off at me in 92.3 for putting an article out that says Good Corner Music Speaks, and I said it's kind of fucked up that we got a radio station in Chicago who only plays Chicago music on Sundays and really late at night. So I said, how y'all supporting Holla Bar? We support Chicago music. Really? I said, y'all got a show, but I got to pay to get on your show. So what's the point of me going on your show? That's not supporting Chicago music. And then you don't have the real people. Like, let's have some real artists on now. You just had D-Ron for the first time. Thank God. Now, I listen to him, I support him, I fuck with him. Love him to death. Who else have you had on there that I really know besides Jill Stein, Willie Bobo, Al Coleon? And that wasn't even this year. I feel like this. Atlanta got, every time you turn around, they playing a local artist. That's how they get on. How about Chicago pick up the same thing? Y'all big enough to do that. If y'all start shouting out the little artists and stop playing Rick Ross and Nicki Minaj all the time, we wouldn't have this problem.
Right.
Because I really don't listen to neither one of them. Literally, when you get in my car, you hear nothing but local music. Very seldom do you hear me play an artist that's already on. Every time you get in, my kids know every song from any artist out here, from Willie Bobo all the way to Yoshan Talis. They know all the Woodstock songs. They know Sinatra. They know Mello songs. They can sing with any song out here because literally them the songs that I play in my car. So ain't like I'm telling you, oh, go download their music and I don't listen to it. Literally, you go through my phone, I got 5,000 songs.
And not to mention a lot of them. Was your ex-boyfriends.
Really? You got
I'm jokes. I'm just saying, you know, whatever happened to Young Chi-Town? Was that his name?
Me and him still talk. Yes. Me and him still talk, but, yeah, he believed I slept with who knows, and I didn't. While we were together.
Well, but you did sleep with him.
Huh? I don't know what you're talking about.
You just said. You said y'all didn't sleep with him while you were together.
I didn't sleep with him while we were together.
Okay. We never did see the video, neither.
You never see the video.
No, the video that you did. Remember you was in the video?
Oh, yeah. That video, you'll never see that video because that video never really came out like that. And I'm kind of glad. But then I had an ex that, yeah. It was that bad. Basically, I let him talk me into doing something on camera to him, and he got pissed off at me and posted that shit on Facebook. And everybody saw it. Like, he left it on there for like an hour. Everybody saw the damn video, and then he deleted it.
So they, I didn't make you all these blogs. I don't see CNC.
I'll put it on your page so you can see it. That's sad.
No,
and it's not. It's never named Sin City. It's always a different name. It's always like a catchphrase, like Rich Law is
right.
The heart
I'm
of the
Midwest. Rich Law right now.
Like, it's never the name. It's always a catchy phrase, so people be like, "Oh, let me check that out."
Oh, okay. I got you. I was going to say, there's some bullshit going on around here.
No, I'll put it on your page so you can see it.
All right, cool.
I mean, I read the article very nicely.
I'm ready for my interview.
I mean, I asked the same question. What do you see hip-hop as a whole? As of right now, what do you see hip-hop as a whole?
I answered all the questions, so like I said, don't worry
about
him.
I'm not talking about
him. Well, don't worry about him. He's on the deeper shit. So don't worry about him. I answered all the questions.
I'm ready,
so
man. I'm
good.
Ready.
Hey, Subcast, as long as your picture and your ass is up there, Sin City good.
We good.
Of course.
All right.
He's on the diva shit.
Hi,
Mister. I really don't want to quote him what he's saying, but man, what? I'm father time. She should be calling this. But, you know, he's on the diva shit. So, you know.
I got a mellow interview. That's very hard to get. I got a mellow and a beats interview. And I got some notches. Who just won Jacket for Beats?
I mean, that's
what
I'm saying.
We could have hooked you up with Bushwick Bill. We had Bushwick Bill on our show.
Yeah, but Bushwick Bill is, like, already out there. I mean, he don't really need my help.
The
I'm
city that
so.
I always been.
I mean, I even got
this
a Rick Ross interview. So if that didn't go up, Rick Ross has already made it. It was nice talking to him. Like, it was really nice to do an interview with him because it showed me that I do have the capability of not getting nervous and do a live interview.
But
what
I'm saying,
it went nothing.
I mean, I understand that you want the up and coming, but, you know, ain't no wrong with having a little old school on there, too, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I
like the young motherfuckers, people that don't know about Bushwick Bill. A lot of people don't know about the Ghetto
Boys. I mean, I don't know about him either. I had to ask you who he was.
See what I'm saying?
my friend had to tell me, like, he was like, for you to know the new school, you have to know your old school. He was like, you got to know your history. So I get what he's saying. So, I mean, if I can land it. My number one interview, if I can land an interview with Ice Cube, literally, that'll be like the interview of all time. Because I have so many questions for that man.
Hell yeah. And the first one is, can we get it? Oh, my bad.
We was on our
I have so many questions for him. Like, seriously, for him to go from NWA to being, you ain't got to even be on Oprah's couch. The fact that you, like, the most loved man, the most loved black man in the U.S. and outside of the U.S., you went from being, what is it, niggas with attitudes to being a loved writer and everything else. He went from being, like, oh, I'm going to rap about killing cops to I'm going to write a family show.
I mean, it's just all about growing up and being versatile. I mean, you just got it. He can't be 40-something years old talking about fuck the police.
Very true.
Yeah,
I like that interview.
I can set you up with a good interview. Dude grew up in the projects. He had nothing. He had none when he was growing. He grew up in the projects. Now he big time now.
But I like to see stories like that. Like, if you, I don't think if y'all ever heard of this chick named Killer Cam, that fucking song I love to death. But she literally earned what she got. Like, she started from the bottom and worked her way all the way to the top.
Well,
and this is what
I
don't like about
that. I know a guy just like that. Started from the bottom.
What I don't like about radio stations, they don't pick up your song until after
you've
already got a little bit of buzz. Don't wait until I get some buzz behind me and then you want to pick up my song.
Do you want to interview or not?
I just asked you the first question. I said, what do you see hip-hop as a whole?
Hold on. LaFonda, I don't think listening to him. I think this is going to be a pie.
I was trying to set up a joke, but you just messed it up.
Yeah, man. Yeah, she just killed me, so just let it go.
Yeah, I know. I'm done with it.
You know, LaFonda just keeps talking. She don't want to listen to nobody.
Well, I want to tell her that one of the hardest, in my opinion, one of the hardest Ghetto Boy songs ever is I for I. So, listen
to
that. Who? And I for an
I. I'm going to have to go download that in a few minutes.
I for an I. That's one of my favorite Ghetto Boy songs.
It's a good call.
If you're going to download something, download the Foundation. It's the best CD.
I mean, like I said, I listen to all music, not just some, all music. So anytime somebody tell me just go download the song and listen to it, I'm going to go download it and listen to it. If I don't like it, I'm going to let you know. Now, if I do like it, you will hear me playing it.
I'm going to tell you this. If you're going to go download
my favorite was Die, Motherfucker, Die.
Go get Willie D. Willie D on that. Willie D, homie, don't play that. God damn it, that's the best song you possibly
can. I know
possibly,
that song.
I love that song. God damn it. That's one of the best. Now, that's an all time classic. That motherfucker
oh,
be talking
no.
shit.
And here's some Mr. Mike going on, because Tama don't know who Mr. Mike is, and I just find that unbelievable. I think I'm one of the whitest black people on this show, and I know who Mr. Mike is.
Yeah, I heard that song, Homie Don't Play That. I ain't heard that song 20 minutes hands.
Who is Mr. Mike?
Mr. Mike from South Circle, man.
Oh, bitch.
Really?
Wow.
I know Big Mike, but I don't know Mr. Mike.
Mr. Mike. You gotta look up either Rhapsody is one of my favorites or Texas 2000 is one of my favorites. And give them
enough with the music.
No.
Let's get back on point. Nah, I got a question here, but I want to know everybody's most embarrassing sexual experience.
What?
Your most embarrassing sexual experience. I'll start it off.
Okay.
This is my most embarrassing sexual experience.
Those five points.
No.
My bad. You got another one?
You ruined my vibe, man.
Bro, you might want to stop. If you got more than one of them experiences, you telling too much now. Well, I guess you could tell it all. You married.
No,
what about you? Who, me?
What? Go ahead, Tom.
Tell us your story.
Go ahead, Tom.
Because
I got one
to y'all.
Oh,
yes. All right, I was just going to say, man, my most embarrassing is you remember Tracy, right? You know, Tracy taught me how to Trace taught me how to go down on girls, right? So I went down on this girl before, right?
Okay.
And, you know, fucking with Tracy, you know, she upped the motherfucker's game. So I'm putting in work on this girl, and she let out this weird-ass noise. Weird-ass noise.
We had no wrong yet?
Huh? Scared the fuck out of me, right? So I jumped up. I just straight jumped up, right, and I looked at her. And then she looked at me like, you know, what are you doing? I'm like, what was that noise? It scared the fuck out of me.
I think that is.
Huh?
She's not talking to you, dog. She's talking in the background.
Oh. Well, I'm just saying, that's my most embarrassing moment. I've never heard a noise like that in my life.
What did she do?
Well,
technically, that's not even you. That would be her most embarrassing story.
Right. What, I mean?
Hey, this is scared the fuck out of me.
I don't get it.
Weird-ass
right.
noise, man. She let out some kind of noise.
Maybe I'm a little tipsy, but I don't get it. I'm sorry, man.
Dog, I honestly got to, and this is a rarity, but I'm with Wick. I don't get it. Why was you embarrassed?
Because it scared me. It literally made me stop and jump.
Oh, you sure you wasn't just at your 40? You sure you wasn't at the 40 pumps? I'm just saying.
Maybe that's all she could take was your 40 pumps. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just saying. You were scared that you went 41? What?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh.
Well, I have one.
Go ahead.
All right. Okay, when I first moved in with my husband before we got married and stuff, the night I moved in, actually, we went over to his friend's house and we had some drinks and blah, blah, blah. We went back home and, you know, this is my new home. I just moved in and shit. And, we was doing what we do and, like, right at the end, I told him, I was like, get up, get up, get up. And he didn't get up and I threw up everywhere. It was my first night. That was our first sexual encounter, and I threw up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ugh. Oh, okay. I don't sound bad to tell mine now. It wasn't a thought, though, but, you know, chick was, you know, giving me some head and looking toward my balls, and I farted. You know, I tried to hold it, too.
Oh, my goodness.
She looked at me like...
Yeah, it's probably all rotten. I know, right?
And I've been and I've been drinking a little night, and we just went and ate some eggs and steak.
All right, that's as embarrassing as mine. Yeah, that's up there in the same category. Yeah.
Yeah, it's how she looked at me, it was. It was pretty embarrassing.
You know what? I'll bullshit aside, if I was high, I'd have punched you dead in your nuts. I'd have knocked them shit to the dirt.
You acting like I tried to, though. I didn't try to, dude. I didn't try to. It wasn't like I tried to.
You wouldn't have been walking. I'm sorry. If I was a girl, and I know, I probably would have got my ass whooped behind it, but I swear I'd have grabbed your dick and held that motherfucker up and just uppercut right in your motherfucking nuts.
I said I was sorry. It was an accident. I said I was sorry. It was an accident. I didn't try to.
Yeah, all right. You a dirty dumb bitch for that one.
I didn't try to.
Man, come on now. Act like you ain't never had some poop and you couldn't hold that motherfucker no more.
I would have did it in a girl's face. I'd have told
her. Oh, so I'm supposed to tell her to stop? Wait a minute. Okay, Cass. Okay, Cass. So I'm supposed to tell her to stop?
Yeah.
As a man. As a man. Answer it
as
a man.
As
a man.
Yes,
she's licking my balls. She's licking my balls.
Yes.
Licking my dick. I'm supposed to say stop.
You're supposed to tell her to stop.
Well, at that time, them words couldn't come out my mouth.
Yeah, I wish that was my society. She came and told me some shit like that. I'm going to kick your ass.
And you know she told her, girl, I was fucking this nigga off, girl, and he farted. You know she told everybody.
No,
nah,
she didn't tell nobody.
That's like, it was worth it.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, here's my question. Did she keep going, or what happened after that?
Nah, we had to start fucking.
Oh,
dick
okay,
sucking was done.
Yeah
dick sucking was pretty much done. I was kind of upset about that.
I would have kissed you dead in the mouth, too.
Oh,
okay.
Hell no. Hell no. Ain't no kissing. I'm like a vampire. I get too close to your neck, I might bite you or something.
Whatever.
I'm doing this for your safety. That's why we don't get that close by the neck and stuff. Close we get is titties. You put a titty in my mouth,
ooh,
I have no problem with that.
Uh-uh. So,
you ain't putting your tongue in my mouth. If
so you
ain't my
kiss?
Woman.
Uh-uh. So you don't kiss?
Huh?
Uh-uh.
You say,
don't
I don't
kiss?
What?
You don't kiss?
I don't cheat. I don't
huh?
Who?
She said you don't
kiss.
K-I-S-S.
No, I don't kiss.
What?
I'd rather lick some pussy before I kiss.
What?
What? Oh, my goodness.
That
yeah, the mouth is the most nastiest thing out there. But the pussy got to be clean and don't stink.
That is the illest thing I have ever heard in my life.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Do you know what
yeah.
this can do?
She said.
You rather eat pussy than just give a motherfucker a kiss on just give a motherfucker a peck, huh?
This ain't no fucking peck, motherfucker. I said tug, nigga.
He did. He said
All right, okay. Well, Tyler, what about, you heard that? What you think? You a man?
I don't know what the fuck you talking about.
By the time you said you had tongued up, huh?
I don't have a problem with kissing. I'd rather kiss than even poop.
Right.
Okay.
I done had some kisses that made me want to suck a dick. I mean, I'm just saying, like, shit, I need to suck your dick. If you kiss me like that. You know what? By the way,
y'all got to understand, I don't have no woman, so I'll fuck around with bitches that just try to goddamn smoke my weed up. So I'm not kissing them bitches. You know what I'm saying? And by the way, I'm not eating bitches' pussies either because I barely eat pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
you got to have
hold
a pretty
on.
Pussy as a pretty feet.
Hold on, man. And I'm not saying that you do, but it sounds like, I mean, you said it in the sense like you fuck with geekers or something. They just want to smoke the shit up.
Can one of y'all please push the
okay, and hurry up.
That's not what I'm saying.
I'm fucking around with a married woman and I'm not going to kiss her because I know her husband dick been in her mouth.
But it's been in her pussy.
It's
been in her pussy. Can somebody please cast all the time, one of y'all. I'm going to need for one of y'all to push the, hey, bitch, come here button. Can somebody do that?
Oh, man.
Hey.
Y'all are all of y'all.
Get some water. Get some water. It's going to be all right. Drink some water.
My shit.
I mean, I don't know what the fuck with geeks, man, but it did sound like you said that's what you was trying to say. You like to, these bitches,
Mr. Gas, Mr. Goddamn vacuum, shit.
Go ahead, don't you want to ask another question before the time is up?
I
want to hear everybody else's embarrassing stories, because we didn't finish that. There's still a couple of people, and we didn't hear from them. I mean, you know, I just listened.
Okay, so, Janine, you got an embarrassing story?
Janine don't have no embarrassing moments. She give embarrassing moments.
Who?
I said, you give embarrassing moments to somebody.
Who you talking to?
You don't have Janine. My future ex-wife.
I was about to say, because you ain't talking to me, man. Then it came through this phone on you.
Well, honey, actually, that would have been giving you props if you would have listened to the whole thing, not downing
not
you or nothing.
Talk. That's not Janine talking, man.
I know. That's who I was talking to, the one that just said that, Cass.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought they were just smoking your shit.
First of all, my embarrassing moment came when I first started having doing anything as far as sex. I was like 18.
So what was it?
He was like, I want some hits. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking he's talking about, like, you just kiss it and you're done.
Kiss it and you're done?
Yeah. That's what I thought it was. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. I did not know. He was like, can I get some hits or kiss it?
You're done.
Kissed him. Yeah.
I'd uppercut your way. What the fuck you playing?
I am not playing. I was so serious.
So that's like your first time ever doing it?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you end up doing it, though, right? You just stop at a kiss.
Yes, I did. Until he finds you, like, he thought, oh, she must have gone, like, one hit. But, like, the fifth time he asked me doing it, like, we were dating. The fifth time he asked me to do it, he was like, can I get some head? I kissed it again, and he was like, that is not head. Like, what the fuck? Where have you been at? My parents kept me on lockdown, honey. That's where I've been at.
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up. Oh, now, hold on, y'all. Now, I don't think – I went to the doctor with, like, we teenagers. I went to the doctor with my girl. And her mother's like, oh, yeah, you going to go too because I know y'all fucking. So we in the – whatchamacallit? We in the room and – The doctor asks, like, okay, well, you know, I'm finna ask her a series of questions. Me not knowing that she really didn't know, like, the terminologies for some of this stuff, it was, like, kind of crazy because he was like, okay, now, yeah, take in mind, her mother was in the room, too. Now, her mother's staring at me with the ice grill, you know what I'm saying? She pissed, you know, like, oh, this motherfucker fucking my daughter. So the next question is, she asked, she said, well, the doctor asked her, say, do you do oral? So she looked, and I mean, she said it just so profoundly. Yes, we do. So now the mom took it directly at me, like, you motherfucker, you got my daughter sucking your dick. So I'm looking like, you know, like, I'm looking at it like, man, we ain't never even did no oral. So, you know, I'm looking at her like, what the fuck you mean? Like, we doing oral. So I'm looking at her like, oh, my God, I can't believe she's saying this. Now, take in mind, the mother's looking at me like, you know, like, you got my daughter sucking your dick. So The next question, the doctor said, well, okay, do y'all do anal? She looks at me square in my face, looks at the doctor. Yes, we do. And her mama just fell out and said, oh, Lord, oh, Lord. So I'm like, oh, my God, like, no, no, we don't. No, we don't. And she like, and I'm like, what are you talking about? We don't do no damn anal. And she like, what, ain't that doggy style? No, you crazy-ass motherfuckers. Anal is not doggy style. Her mother, if anybody seen me, y'all know that I'm a dark-skinned guy. Her mother is blacker than me. That lady turned so damn red in the face. She looked like I'm finna kill this motherfucker. This nigga, he fucking my daughter in the ass. He got my daughter such a dick. Man, I'm literally like moving away from this lady because she's like, this lady like, I'm about to kill this motherfucker. So I don't know if that goes out as me being embarrassed, her being embarrassed, or me being more scared, but that lady was finna, she was finna tell a hold up. I mean, I seen her unzipping her purse like, I got a pistol in there. And I'm finna shoot her.
Oh, she did a big move.
When she said the oral, you seen the tears swelling up in her eyes like this. You know, and her whole thing was like, I was from this project. You know, like, this old project-ass nigga got my baby doing this, doing that. And when that, and I mean, she just said it. Oh, she looked me square in my face, looked at that doctor. Yes. Yes, we do. We do anal. And that, just see that lady throw her hands in the air. Oh, Lord. 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 I'm like, oh, my God. I jumped up out the chair because I knew this lady was going to try to hit me. I'm jumping up out the chair like, no, we don't. No, we don't. So I'm looking at her and I'm trying to tell her. And once I explained, once I said that anal was like, you know, going in your butt, she's like, no, we don't. And that's what I'm telling them, like, well, oral. I said, that means you sucking my dick. No, mama, I ain't never did that. I swear to God, mama. So, I mean, we laugh about it now, but it
wow.
Ain't so much fun that
day. Yeah, well, I bet it was scary to motherfucking
in. Yeah, so like I said, I don't know if that goes down as the most embarrassing, the most scared, or I don't know. I see.
How old were you?
How old was 18. She? We both just turned 18.
So she was sitting there trying to be mature and not really understanding what the doctor was
right.
asking, just answering
right.
the questions.
Right, and she, I mean, she's saying the shit proudly. Yes, like, yes, we do. Yes, I do. Like, you just told the doctor you suck dick and you get fucked in your ass.
I'm sorry, y'all. I need a laugh, okay, so shit, y'all forgive me. This shit is funny.
Man, hey, that shit was crazy. Hey, Selena, is that you on here?
Hey. Yeah.
What's
hey.
Up, man? is Janine still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you got one for us. You got an embarrassing one for us.
Yeah, when that motherfucker. Well, I guess it's embarrassing. Well, it was embarrassing for me. When he flipped me over and almost knocked my ass out, hit my head on the headboard.
Oh.
Damn. He came at you on some scorpion. Get over here.
Well, it actually wasn't the headboard. It was the footboard. I have a post. I have a post bed. So, you know, the four posts on the bed.
Oh.
And he flipped me over here, but he didn't realize I hit my head, but I'm busy as a motherfucker, about to pass out. I was like, this motherfucker gave me like a red doll and shit. I was like, I need to go to the hospital and shit. Gave me a fucking concussion. You just feel fucking like, hey, like, he ain't did shit. And I know I had to have some old fucked up look on my face like, I'm about to pass out.
I'm glad you didn't pass out.
Was he still just jugging?
Y'all are so stupid.
Oh, shit. Now, that was funny.
Y'all are crazy, man.
Okay, damn.
Well,
okay,
hold
on. Did you?
Yep, I got one.
Okay, hold on, Peaches. Hold on, Peaches. I just got to ask one question. Did you tell him that you were dizzy or something? You just toughed it out.
I was about to pass out. You know how you like when you hit your head? Like I really feel. I think I had a concussion. I didn't even know what was happening for a second. You know, like for a minute, you hit your head and everything. You like, you don't even know where you at.
Damn, he knocked your shit off.
And it took a minute before it came back to like what was going on. I was like, then my head started hurting and shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Oh my goodness.
So it wasn't like. I like yelled out when I hit my head or nothing, but it happened so fast. It just, he flipped me so fast, and it like hit my head, and then I was already kind of like hanging off the bed a little bit. So then it make it no better. The blood rushing to my head. I'm sorry. And I'm just dangling. I know I was just dangling. You know how you just lifeless for a second. Just like
he probably thought you were just in a relaxed state of mind.
You just swelled up. The pussy swelled up and shit and everything. Like God,
God,
hell yeah.
OMG.
God damn. He just jugging and jugging and jugging. Her body life is like a motherfucker. He can tear her ass off. I ain't gonna lie, I'd have did it. Simon, what about you, dog? I mean, if she ain't say nothing, she just, her body just felt relaxed. Would you just stop?
Okay.
No, you know what? I would get out to everybody, man. I fucked
her
until she was unconscious. Oh, my goodness. That is just sick. Hey, what Dolomite say? You be well fucked, bitch, but I turn you loose. Shit.
I think I called him after we were done.
Hey, that motherfucker's laid back smoking the square. She talking about, I need a doctor. Hey, I know you do. I know you do. Yeah, I'm a beast. I'm a beast, man. I'm a beast. No,
right.
Motherfucker, I got a concussion.
In the mirror doing that pose
and
shit.
He's
like, no, nigga.
Like, dude.
Remember when you
right,
put
me
I'm
up?
Right, I'm doing
that
beat it up dance.
Right, I was about to say, he doing the beat it up dance in the mirror and shit. She paid over there talking about, I can't feel my hands.
Call 911, motherfucker.
Hey, you know how arrogant we are as men. Oh, damn, you need a doctor? I told that pussy. Oh! I'm like you. Yeah, man. I put the bitch in the hospital, dog. Yeah, she, man, I told her to put that up.
Hey, Cap. Hey, you hear the ambulance call?
Yo, my girl need an ambulance. Yeah, what's wrong with her? Can you tell me what's wrong? Right. I threw that pussy up. You stupid.
I fucked into a coma, dog. Shit.
I made a tap out. Tap out. That's what happened.
Okay. Peaches, you got one for us. You got an embarrassing story for us.
Yeah. He was licking that kitty cat real good, and I was all relaxed and everything, and I farted. And I told him, he said, it's all right because it still tastes good. And I thought that was so embarrassing.
See, ain't nothing wrong with that. See, y'all jiving on me and talking about my fault for fart. See?
Man, I wish a motherfucker would do that shit to me.
I'd have kicked her right in the ass. I'd have kicked you in the ass. I'd have kicked you right in the
fucking
your ass.
He didn't stop, though, but he didn't stop. And I told him stop because, you know, I know myself be deadly. I'm like, come on now. He's like, I'm like, all right, shit, if it ain't bothering you, then hey, keep on.
I would have beat that pussy.
Is everybody still there?
I'd have been pushing the shit.
All right, Father Time, it's Holly Berry. You was eating Holly Berry's pussy.
I'm going to punch the shit out of Holly Berry.
You can tell
a motherfucker to hold on. You can tell a motherfucker to stop for a second. Let that
shit exactly.
Loose and then say, go ahead. You ain't got to do it in, you ain't got to do it in nobody's face.
What's the
right.
I understand that. I mean, I felt bad, but shit, he didn't. So, hey, you know. I just kept it pushing like he wanted to, so I did what I had to do.
I mean, now just imagine if a motherfucker, you be ready to fight a motherfucker if a motherfucker walk past you and fall. Like, you know what I'm saying? So a motherfucker literally is.
I
ain't
mad.
Lord.
I'll be ready to fight. You ain't lying. You is not lying. That's like if somebody blow their nose while you eating. I can't stand it. Oh, my God. Oh.
Whistling it.
That's the quickest way to get cussed out.
Now, Selena hung up.
Man.
Oh, my God. I just, oh, Lord.
It'd be them silent ones that get me. I'd rather you call out loud than do the silent one. The silent
right.
One. That motherfucker is deadly.
We like to make noise. We like for y'all to hear it. Us as men, don't ask us why, but. We cool with that. It's y'all to try to make them little silent motherfuckers that be dead.
I'll blow it in a heartbeat.
That motherfucker.
I don't care who it was.
Take the damn paint off the walls and shit. And the worst thing a woman can do is fart up under them covers. Oh, Lord, you
missed the cover. And don't pull up the cover. You pull up the cover like, oh, Jesus.
Hey.
Y'all some nasty. Y'all some nasty motherfuckers. That's what y'all is.
No, man. I'm serious. I bullshit you not.
They pull up the cover, make it work. I'm like, baby, don't get in the beer right now. I give it about 10 minutes, baby. Don't come to beer right now, baby, because I let one go. So don't raise the cover up now.
No, I'm serious. That happened to me. It was like late at night. Motherfucker sleep.
What?
I didn't hear
nothing.
Well,
people can't help it if they sleep. Now, that's all that you can't help if you sleep.
That motherfucker, I let that motherfucker come up. hey, Tab, I was like, did this bitch just shit?
Hey, Cass, I gotta agree with you, man, because, that's happened. Motherfuckers fart while they sleep. And then it'd be like, because they sleep, they don't know what they're doing, but you know what they ate. And you like, oh, my goodness, I am about to die. This motherfucker, I'm sleeping on the couch. Fuck this shit. I am out.
Right.
I'm gonna wake up in the morning. Why you on the couch? Because, nigga, you farted, okay? And I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it.
No, I tell them because you smell like you shit it. Now, that's why. And shit it in this goddamn bed, boy. Well, you tell my motherfucker be bad. I'd be like, you get your ass. Woo. That's the worst one in the world. Then y'all look stupid about it, like it didn't. It's only me and you laying here. One of us did it, and I know damn well it wasn't me. I don't know what that is.
I did it. I almost mind tell. I did it. I was farting a heartbeat.
Mm-mm.
Now, if I'm asleep, I can't help it. But if I'm woke, I will go in the bathroom. I don't even like to, you know, I do that type of stuff privately. But, if you know, if I'm asleep, I can't help it. But men do that, too. So don't be trying to act like y'all don't be part of y'all sleep. I got a coworker, and I love all people, but he's Hispanic. And I think that's relevant because they eat differently than we do. But and he just don't have no shame whatsoever. And the fucked up part about it is he will lift his leg. He will lift his leg in part. You be like, you nasty motherfucker, you.
Ain't nothing nasty about that. I lift my leg up too.
While we're at work, y'all, and then we work, you know what I'm saying? I work in the L, so we have to share that space, you know what I'm saying? I might have to go on his side of the store and get a pint of this or a fifth of that, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know that he did it, so you walk past me like, you know what, motherfucker, don't nobody light a match, okay, because the whole fucking block is going up.
That's why y'all always bloated, because y'all be trying to hold that shit. I'll let that shit go.
I don't. That's right, that's what I do. I let it out. I don't care where I'm at in the grocery store. I don't care. If I feel like there's one coming, excuse me.
I don't even say excuse me. I'll be walking and farting like a motherfucker.
Don't walk past me and just let one loose about excuse me. Get your motherfucker. Now, I'm sorry. No, don't do that.
Uh-uh.
Do not do that to a woman. That right there, oh my God, that's the worst.
I let him go, man. I ain't holding shit back.
I mean, right, I got you.
That's expected of us. We men, that's expected of us. Y'all be, you know.
So here's why women can't do it.
Why would you want to?
I let one go in a heartbeat. But if it's got to come and I can't make it to the bathroom, and by the time I make it to the bathroom, it just seeped out all the way. So why run to the bathroom? Just let it go where you at.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something, dog. We went to go see the last Twilight. The midnight show, right? It was packed in that motherfucker, dog. After that one go, a loud one, too. I didn't expect it to be that loud, right? I let one go, right? And my wife looked at me like, did you guess? I was like, I'm sorry. And the lady next to me was like, you nasty motherfucker. Had no seat. He couldn't get up and go nowhere because the motherfucking theater was
packed.
I thought it was going to be a quiet one. Man. That motherfucker
was going out. I remember one show we ended. I don't know if y'all remember this, but we ended one show talking about fucking our craziest roach experiences. Y'all remember that?
No, but I think this will probably race right up there with it.
Yes, I was just about to say that, Cass. Like, this is up there with the roach conversation. Y'all remember talking about that? I do. That was fucking hilarious. Because, Cass, you told us a story. You told us a story about being over somebody's house and, you know what I'm saying, and you stepped on a roach. And you said that motherfucker got up and walked away. And the dude whose house you was at was like, nah, man, you got it. You know what I'm saying? You got a pound on them.
Wow.
You said, you was like, I swear, man, I stepped on a roach. He said, I turned around, man. And he said, I looked back, and it was other roaches carrying this roach off.
Yeah. Hey, what? They done got Julia. They done got Julia. You motherfucker.
Oh, my goodness. That this show is probably up there with that one, because that was a crazy-ass show, too.
I concur. This
all right, man. We done ran over, man. We done ran over. I ain't up, so take us out.
Okay. Janine, you got any last words for us?
Yeah, it was a good show. I wasn't feeling too good today, so. But I enjoyed listening to everybody. I'll be on here tomorrow.
Are you feeling better now?
No, I'm sick. I think I'm getting sick. I don't feel good.
Feel better.
Thank you.
That nigga came with another concussion. That's all you need. Another good concussion fucking, you'd be up in no time.
Mm-hmm. I probably would.
I can't see, but I feel good. Peace, you got any last words for
me? My name, but that was great.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show, even though I was 30 minutes late, but I enjoyed it. And I'll be back tomorrow, Sin City all the time.
That's what's up. Look at stuff. You got any last words for us?
Yeah, man, y'all crazy. I love this show. My Tuesday and Wednesday nights ain't shit without y'all. City bitches.
That's what's up. And a shout out to LaFonda, because I'm okay, before we even get off that, we had a whole totally different topic we was rolling with, and LaFonda came in and just took the whole damn show over. So shout out to LaFonda and her freshman class. Dog, you got any last words, man? You said what?
Oh, did you skip Wick, or did he hang up?
Wick hung up.
Oh, all right. Well, thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for calling. We greatly appreciate it. SinCityRadio.net, y'all.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
All right. We out. Peace.